Hello, this is Phil with Imagine Metal Design, going to give you a few ideas on placing art in the garden. One thing for sure is that when you're placing art in the garden, you don't want it to seem forced. And not forcing it is an art in of itself. So a few ideas. First, art can do something that plants alone cannot, because it can create a place where maybe there wasn't a place, or it can enliven an area. And it can kind of almost add a surprise or a delight to a certain area, maybe when you're walking around your garden or sitting in your garden. Match things in your garden. If you're going to want to place a taller piece of art, trellis, or climbing type of arbor, place it among taller plants. Maybe sunflowers or those taller flowers and grasses, because it blends and they just go together nicely. Draw your eye with access views. Something across the garden or the opposite side of the garden. Or when you walk through the gate or through the arbor, you'll see that as a focal point. And that will also enrich and enliven that area. Another thing you can do is use an arbor or arching style garden arts to frame an area. You can frame in maybe that perfect little garden bench with vines and stuff growing up your trellises. Set up a rhythm. Use a rhythm in your garden where there's different ebbs and flows, dips and curves. Place them at the edges. Place them at every maybe turn or corner, almost so you can kind of see it like a visual rhythm. Echo shape and color. For instance, if you are going to grow purple alliums, use a purple globe that echoes the shape and the color of the alliums. Another thought would be to connect with the history of your area or history of the land. For instance, if you lived in a western town, you might want to use more western art. Wagon wheels, farm equipment, farm tools, or create a sculpture out of these items. Add things to your garden that bring surprise, delight, or amuse. So, things that you would like, obviously. Say, for instance, you like hummingbirds. Use your hummingbird art in a way that it does surprise and maybe amuse. Say you're going to walk around your garden, you might set this at a perfect point so as you're walking around, it kind of does add that surprise to it or that delight. And then use things you like to use. But using some of these ideas, you can really create a nice spot for your art in the garden, and it won't seem forced. Anyway, thank you for your time. This is Phil from ImagineMetalDesign.com.